So we spoke about, let's back up. Sarek e deizim. V'hishkol shabechoysa. V'oma. Sarek mishkal sabno el shayin hanezirim. U'lefi shebechutz laretz ha'nishan ha'shadol shmides bulvad. V'kach rechoshev el ha'shloysha. V'en aloi kohen godol v'loi sanhedrin. So in chutz laretz, we have left afka the nezirim. And take a look on the bottom. He's referring it to... Chut Hashani is Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur, Migdal David is on Sanhedrin, and this is talking about Sa'arich, so that's the only thing that's still Shaykh Bezman Hazeh. V'gam Oma Eila Shloish Hashem B'chutz Laretz, V'heim, Sa'arich K'neged Bnei Moshe, Sheheim Me'evel Sambatyan, V'heim Tzadikim U'Purshim Goylem, V'heim HaMashim Shein K'siv Olam Mashim Ba'atziyon. So, the Goyen throws in over here that this is Keneged, the Chelek Klal Yisrael that was Ne'elam. Now, take a look first on the bottom. He brings the Mokker. In other words, where's the Goyen coming from? Take a look in the middle of Ha'ara 349. Ha'ara 349, he says, that's how he's going to explain it. So Aseres HaShvatim have a mokim, except that they're not together. They're not Eretz Yisrael. We are mefuzim all over the place, and v'meila, each one needs a different one. Needs a feet, and one needs this, one needs that. Now he says these are tzaddikim. So bnei Moshe are me'evel sambatyon. They're tzaddikim pushing doylem. Bein amashin shleim k'siv olam mashim artzion. Next pasuk, Vav, Shinaker Achel Shemachto, Kemoshkasafti Lael, Vem Kenegra Seres Ashvotim, Sheheim Giborim Goylem, Yeshem Melcho is Muhammad, they took over that part, Vem Gankin Tzadikim Shasafti Lael. And finally, the next pasuk, Zion, Gefela Harim Rakosech, Vem Kenegra Nefutus Yehudish and Fazor Ben Akoyim, Vem Rekonim Akoyil, Rak Bibad, the Tzamostik, Mishkasafti Elsh, Sonom Ashvotish, and Mechakomim, Vaisim Ashram Lehem. So those are the three, the three different chalakim of Klal Yisrael. So basically, the point of this is as follows: there's everything in Klal Yisrael, just like it says Lamashal by Tchias HaMeisim, that there is a luz, an etzem, the etzem that's called luz that remains, and for that you build a binyan. You need to have some sheirish, some gneiza, some sheirish of everything in order to reconstruct it. So even though we don't have anything now, but we're not talking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu creating a new Klal Yisrael, we're talking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu touching base, recreating. So what's required are three different inyanim. One is the nekuda of ruchnius, tzitkis, etc. That's something that they might have. The second inyan is the inyan of Malchus, Koyach, Gevura, that chelek of Klal Yisrael, that a Moshel Shelet, the Pchinas Melech in Klal Yisrael, that's over there, because they're strong and they're together and they still have an Uma-like Mitzias to themselves. So we have the chelik of Klal Yisrael, that's the more elevated ruchnistik chelik Klal Yisrael, exists in a kernel. We have the chelik of Klal Yisrael that is the body of Klal Yisrael that exists in a kernel, and then we have everybody else like us that are connected in the futzas Yehudas and Fuzar Min Agoyim. V'yom Reikonim Me Akoyl Rak Mibad L'Samosich K'mashav Dasha Sor Mashon Tam Chachom V'yis Hashem Lehem L'chura. That seems to be very, very strange. So all of the Hisaskos of Rebbe Shalom is with this. These are the people that are important, really. It's us. I mean, they may show wherever they are, and as a short wherever they are, that's very nice. But they're not functioning. So what are we? You know, they're the Ksherish of Ruchnius, they're the Ksherish of the Gashmis, and we're nothing. So what's the point of it? I mean, why do you put it on one, you know, on one level? It's like saying, I have three sons. This son is a Goyen Olam, this son is an extraordinarily wealthy person, and this son is a good for nothing. I mean, it's not Kula B'chodem Achta. So I think the Nekula lies in what the Goyen says, She'sorin l'mashmotin she'michachomim, v'ayiz Hashem lehem. In other words, Klal Yisrael's tzura is somewhat because of their milus. So the milus in Ruchnius, the milus in Gashmius. But more than anything else, Klal Yisrael's like the Nekevet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, especially through Hashirim, where Klal Yisrael's rotzen is, we have nothing. And our ruts is only to do what you're telling us. So the chelik of Klal Yisrael, that's the fact that they're surin to the mashmo otan shechamim means that they have a desire to shtaltzu. So be'etzim, that's the core of Klal Yisrael. If a person can have all the milas in the world. If the person is not in a cave, then it's not a shidduch, at least in those days. The first thing a person is looking for is a makabel for his surah. Now, in order for it to be an appropriate makabel for my surah, it needs to have milas. So a person who's a gibur, somebody who's shaykh to givur, to preach at gur, somebody who's shaykh to this, shaykh this. But first and foremost, the Atzmi is a Klal Yisrael, the Tzustel. So Klal Yisrael and Golas, we in Golas have nothing but a Tshuka for Ribbono Shalom. And it expresses itself by the fact that we're willing to mivat le'odas to whatever Chachameinu tell us to do. That's what we do. That's where we have this Milo. So he says, they be'etzem have no milus, but now he brings over here the famous Gemara. A filler ekonim shabach mlei mitzvahs kivimoyin. So the Goyen says over there, opirish a filler mokum hareik. So even the chelak of Klal Yisrael that's missing doesn't have, they're not oimid lifnei Hashem, they have this. A little bit of a different pshat, you could say, and it would stim also with the Goyen. The reikonim emlei mitzvahs means as follows. What does it mean, reikonim emlei mitzvahs? Imagine a person comes to me and he says, do you know any calculus? I tell him, no. So he says, I'll teach it to you for free. So I tell him, do me a favor, I'm not interested, and I'm not, that's not me, I'm holding it, and I'm not interested in learning it. If let's say somebody comes to me and says, oi, that's exactly what I want, and I'm missing it, so the person he gives it to me. Being rake is something which is a mila. So, if somebody comes and he says, I can give you this information, this knowledge, this skill, if I don't have a need for it, I don't have a place for it. It's extra information I have no need for. It's yes, sir. If I have it and I need it, then I'm looking to fill it. So a Rasha is a reikonim. So it's true that he gets the mitzvahs, mikoyach Klal Yisrael, and so on. But the pshat is mikoyach, he's not, the pshat is, he doesn't do any mitzvahs, doesn't care for mitzvahs. He's mishtekek for them. The opposite. Esau sold his bechayer and said, I couldn't care less for this. It's like a person has a nice computer in his house. It's the third computer he has. He has no need for it. So in a yard sale, he'll sell it for $100 and that's it. Take it and it's just taking up space. Reconim means that we have a sense of emptiness, and that becomes a tshuka for fulfillment. It's just like physically in the physical world, if a person has a vacuum, the vacuum is very hard to keep. A vacuum sucks anything into it because it feels it's a vacuum. When you fill up a vacuum with shmatis and it starts being a vacuum, it's no longer going to be mekabel anything. It doesn't have any place for it. So lekhanis is a chitzarin, but it's on the ispe maila, the fact that it's ready to be to fill in. And so you could learn with the same gedank, the goyin's nekuda of lekhanim lein mitzvahs means it. So lemashal, if let's say a person, if I tell a person, you know, you're not learning, but if you'll support Lom de Torah, you know, you're going to have a kachim and a tahiris on your side. So Yid, who has any zikah of Yiddishkeit himself, will go for it. Why? Because be'etzim, he would like it. He's lazy, doesn't do it, doesn't get around to doing it, and so on. So that means, so he's memal himself by sucking in somebody else's. It's not as good as if he would do it himself, but it's certainly... Another person would say, I couldn't care less. Somebody wants to cut some ties, I'm going to cut some ties. Doesn't interest me.
Rabbi, we said this kind of idea when we were discussing about Me'ev Eshes Shem Lefes Sapirim. Doesn't the connotation of Rakoseich, isn't it a very negative and denigrating connotation? Like somebody who's yearning, who has not an emptiness, but like an eagerness to learn something they don't know, you wouldn't refer to such a person as a rake. Rake is
But that depends how. If a person is empty, but no person can be empty. Every person wants to possess. So a person who possesses Dvarim Tovim, Ruchnius and Maisim Tovim, that's the best. A person who doesn't, so one person fills it up with cars and yats, and one person feels the Hishtoikus of his Rikonis. If a person feels Rikonis, and the truth is, you know, no matter how much you have, there's always more to be had. Unless a person feels, I spoke about this Rosh Hashanah, I think it was last year, 2 years ago, the musig of the cholol, the shayfa, that has to be dafka karen cholol. It has to be something which it's nature's, it's a hollow, because that's what a person taps into. A person's ruchnius for us starts not with what we have, but what you don't have. So, and since there's never a moment when a person has everything, it's always a movement forward. So be'etzim, we're always moving. The koyach that's moving us to this shleimus, this hashlama, is this koyach of reik.
Okay.
There's a vart from the. I think I once saw it in maybe the Mamarim about Tanya. Vayechal Moshe spnei Hashem. The word vayechal to mean tefillah. The word vayechal comes from the word cholol, which means something empty, a vacuum. Tefillah is the tshuka that a vacuum possesses. If I feel that I don't begin to know, and I don't begin to have chachma, and I don't begin to understand, and I'm mevakish from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that I'm expressing hishtoikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The problem starts when we fill up the cholol with garbage. So just like a kid, no kid will not eat supper because he's going to be starving. But if he fills up with candy and junk, then he doesn't have the mechanism of hunger, and then he's not going to eat what he's supposed to eat. Okay. Now he goes, Yofat Kisir. Now he's going back to the second Pirish, Pirish Beis.
So Rebbe, we're saying over here, I mean, I guess because I'm just having a hard time, I always presume Rakoseich is a negative connotation. So Mavaksheich and Rakoseich are kind of synonymous, like someone who's eager
or yearning to learn.
Synonymous with
and that's the Pshatri Kuntum Lay Mitzvahs. It means because they want it. There's a tshuka. So it's not the pshat that people have no shaychus to it. Even the Rosh is mishleikim, merely does what his status he can to absorb it. So it's not inherent in him. It's not this, not that. But tachlis, this is his tshuka. This is what he wants.
But that's not nearly as big of a chiddush, meaning kipshutai. Is, you know, even the lowest of the low. Someone who has a yearning is not the lowest of the low. They're wherever they are.
Lowest of the low, you're right. I feel very cutting, but the pshat is, he doesn't allow it to get stuffed up with something else. He doesn't allow his, something in him is still mishtu. The velt says, the sinner that a Talmud Chacham has on a ma'aretz. Let's translate that. The Sinai Amaret says that for Talmud Chacham. If somebody were to come and tell me that Reuven has $1 billion, Reuven, my former chavrusa, Reuven, my next door neighbor, Reuven, the guy down the block, there he has $1 billion. So I would have 101 machshavas in my mind. First of all, he got it, shalai kishura. And what does he need so much money for? And you know, it's something I don't care about, the chulu. I'd have 1,001 joshes running through my head, somewhere expressing my being angry, upset, whatever it is. Let's say somebody comes and tells me that, you know, so-and-so, he's an anthropologist, and he studied more cultures in Africa than anyone else has. I'll say, they're fine. You know, color kavod. There'd be no rebuttal, no nothing. Why? The answer is because the cultures in Africa, I couldn't care less. And then they like tell him, you know, it's not. I have no problem with that. But if somebody comes and tells me he has $1 billion, I have a shaykhus to that, and therefore it enrages me. So the sinner that amaratz after chachamim. It's a positive sign. Yes, the sin itself and the not supporting them and the being very, very angry with them and so on, that's very, very bad. But tachlis, it shows that the person cares. If he doesn't, someone told me, I had a chav of mine who moved to Haifa. He was a Rebbe in Yeshiva there, an Israeli. So he told me, I met him once, he told me the people there, he said, the chilonim are so far from Yiddishkeit that they all stand up and give a place to Rav on the bus. When I get on the bus, they all give me a place. So he said, that's how right they are. You know, there's something to it. It's the pshat that the person is not even makir, that it's a chisaron by him. So in this nekuda, that's why holding on to it, that a person who himself is not shy at that world, but wants it, it's a mila. That's still so the core mila, that's the mila of Klal Yisrael or mishteikik for ruchnias.
Okay.
I told him this mice many times. There's a mice that moved me tremendously. I was a young boy. I went to RJJ, so not far from them, they had a street called the Bowery, which was about 3-4 blocks away. It's where all the like today would be dope addicts. In those days, it was people drank themselves to oblivion. So they would come there, you know, and basically that was the place where the chronic drunk people ended up. And it was really horrible to watch them. They were in the street, filthy beyond words. Their face had different colors. They lost all sorts of them. It was really horrible to watch. And occasionally on a cold night, someone would wander into the yeshiva. There would occasionally be somebody wandering near the yeshiva. One morning I come to yeshiva, there are two drunks laying on the floor, glass bottle broken, and you know, with the stuff spilled out, the works. And when I walked in, one of them kind of looked up and saw me. He sort of woke up, saw me. And he asked me if I knew a certain boy in yeshiva. You know, with the name, he said, I said, yes. He says, well, that boy is my nephew. He said, I'm trash and nothing's ever going to happen with me. Nothing will come of me. But my nephew, he's going to be someday a big rabbi. And it was kind of, the whole thing sort of shook me. But it's the kuda that the person, you know, he was makir in what Toiv is, in his matzav. Mm-hmm. Okay, now he has Pirish Beis. So again, it's a siach, he's being siachis to the tkufa of Golis. He's in siachis to the tkufa when things are bad. But this is about kilu the hine oimed ligo. Ba'omar kisitz is a shemrin, maseres hashvotim, he ir malchus Yisrael. Ki be'eis ha-geulo yigalu b'yishoyna seres hashvotim. Ba'achach shevet Yehuda, so b'meila he starts with the shevach of Aseres Hashvatim. That's why he starts with Sirtza. And he says v'zeh navek Yerushalayim neged Yehuda. This, by the way, was one of the reasons. This inyan that the gula will start after Aseres Hashvatim. It was an inyan why they kept, there are always the stories where they sent people to find them, because it's all tied with the geula. V'zeh novek Yerushalayim neged Yehuda, ayumer k'ned golos pirish she'achse kenek k'ned golos, z'der ha'midbar she'holcho b'dgolim. So the Seir HaDvarim is Aseres HaShvatim, Kal Yisrael, and then the Der HaMidbar. It's very interesting Seir HaDvarim. So Aseres HaShvatim are ke'ilu the kernel of Malchus Yisrael, the Am Yisrael, that's still an Ummah. That's first, that's where you start from. Then Klal Yisrael, the rest of Klal Yisrael, Yehuda. And then it brings back the Sheresh, which is the Der HaMidbar. V'chakach oimer lo gam kein ha'sei b'nach mineg d'shem hirivuni k'mo shekos k'mo sh'amru. So here we're talking, they'll bring the geula. In other words, the emphasis here is v'pchiyavoyu v'oymal tifkiyoid. In other words, that it's through bechi that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring the geula and so on. Shehem herivuni otzoleima mashazachata kvar koidem heim herivuni elecha kasha omar kshesarech ede izim kanal atshishim heima. So the over here, the word here Revuni means different than the going. The going before, when he taiched Shehem Revuni, means they instilled in me Rachmanis. He says Ava, but it means more of Rachmanis. In this pshat, this is more like Rashi says, not Mefarshim. Shehem Revuni Miloshu Rahav. Rahav means to make somebody Balgaiva. So the way in which the Mefarshim explain, the Rishonim explain the meaning is, it's like I'm telling somebody that because your milas have made me too proud, haughty, full of myself, so to speak, you know, it's like somebody says, you know, if I keep thinking of my kids' wonderful marks and grades in school, I'm going to become too balgaiva. So the word here, Rivuni, the way the Gaon learns it now, has that knach to it. Shem Revuni means they filled me with tremendous yearning. So he had said before, Sarakei Le'izim and so on, he had been Meshabea Klal Yisrael's Yoifi and so on. So he says, so now Tosebenat Negdech, take your eyes away from me because they're forcing me to do something, but you no longer need, I've been overcome with liking for Klal Yisrael because of all the wonderful milas, therefore you no longer need to keep begging for the gula. That's the flavor of what he says here. Shem Evuna said, "Mashazchad koydim hey Evuna elayich elecho kasha oma elayich kasha oma shesarik ede izim kral shishim heima," and so on. So he's saying that the shevach that I'm going to speak about you is what caused me to decide to bring the gula. According to this pshat nigun, it makes more sense why the Rebbeinu Shlomo is saying all this milas now. The point of this milas now is that he's explaining what's bringing on the mahal chigula. The omar kan be'eder chelim, ule'el omar ke'eder k'tzuvois, she'shom hoyu balim mochama b'minuyin. So the word k'tzuvois over there is Klal Yisrael as they are counted out from Muhammad, and here it means just be'etzim the yoif and so on. Okay, next pasuk. Ches shishim heima melachos u'shmoni pelakshim v'alomis ein mispa. Shishim heima melachos heima umoy shenoldu achash nifra avrom liyos menu om Hashem. So there are 60 melachos that have shaychus to Avrom Avinu. The hein tazayim bnei ktura, tazayim bnei esav, yudbeis bnei yishmael. The yudbeis bnei nocha, the esav yishmael atzman, v'am v'moyav arei shishim. So these are all the havamina, so to speak, the alternative havamina that could have become the uma nevcheres. So, Ushmoinim Palakshim Heim Shivim Umois. Hainu, where do you get Shivim Umois from? Yudalid Shel Yafis, Chavav Shel Shem, Vilamit Shel Chom, Vishem Chom Yafis, Eru Israig, Vinochav, Vitera, Vinochav, Viharim, Veloitari Shmoinim. So, the Shmoinim Palakshim are the Umois plus the people in shame who never made it. So basically, these are all the possible havaminas, not like Klal Yisrael, and Kadosh Baruch Hu, he says, so I have so many different variations of at least Sarah Avram, but the one I chose is Achasi Yenasi. Next, the Pirush Beis in this pasuk on Ches, Shishim Heim Melachis, Perul Chol Umes Shehoyu B'Shem Nekeva, K'mo B'Nois Yerushalayim. That's why he calls it Melachis. And the reason I think that he's doing it is, like we said before, the whole parasha here is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for his zivuk. Shir Hashirim is a shir of Klal Yisrael as an ohuv, as an oyhev, as a Kodesh Baruch who's mekabel in this world. So b'meila, when we're speaking about all the havaminas, we're also going to be speaking about melachos and pelakshim, alomos and so on, because we're trying to find keilu who's the pinus nekeva that shayach. So, A, that's the whole Indian of Sheh Hashirim is to be aware of that Nakuda. And this is what we're talking about. So he learns that the Palakshim, as Fakat, those that are not Shaykh, that are very Mikrodik Shaykh to the Abbas, and no, okay, but not Shaykh to the Abbas, just the kind of parallel relationships. Melachos means people that are Be'etzimah Shaykh to the Malchus. Mavram Velkar Melachos Palakshim, Shahoyu Lavram to Yaakov, Shishim Melachos Ame Moyev Yudbez Mei Nochar. Nochar v'tesayim nektur v'yigil sheshmo abonav vav eis abonav v'yeshem bnei bonim v'heim alufim. So it's either eis of bonim or eis of bnei bonim. Of yud aleph bnei bonim that are alufim. So the yal bnei bonim that are the alufim. So all of these are the melachos. So they're a higher darga, and then one would expect it like that, that melacha should be higher darga than palakshim. So palakshim are those who have no shaykhus tavrom, and alomas have some shaykhus, and melachos have some shaykhus tavrom. Balomois ein mispa, balomois ein mispa him ashar sheispastu b'chol ha'aretz, v'ama abishesli kol kach palakshim u'melachos v'alomois. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that the ribui of all of these umos, and yet he's choosing Klal Yisrael. I want to add something. I'll mention something like that in a little later, but I think I want to explain something. Lechura, we're saying like this. I'm telling somebody. Let's say I'll tell somebody I was interested in buying a house. There were 100 houses on the market, and I chose this house. So the implication statement is that they were all available, all equal, and I chose one rather than those 99. That's the flow of that statement. And Achur, he would also say, I have so many plakshim and so many melachos and so many this and this, And I chose you, you're the fairest of them all. That's the simple havan of it. I think it's much deeper than that. We say, Umos, Palakshim, Melochois, and Alomois can be'etzem be many. The fact is, none of them possess any yichud. Any maila there can be many types, and memela by definition, and memela that itself makes them unsuitable for being mizdar kadosh baruch hu. At echad mishimcha echad mikam zog echad ba'aretz means that the only uma in the world that has a yichud and it only itself is Klal Yisrael. So the only one that's shaykh to be a zivuk kaviyachol for the Rebbein Shalom, it's not that we're one out of many and we're the fairest of them all. Those many are all of a type that it's shaykh many of them. So just like elilim is shaykh to be, just by the metzius of an elul, is shaykh to be any amount of elilim, because every koyach nebriya is, so there are many koyach nebriya, some stronger, some weaker, the sun, the moon, the stars, fire, water. But when we speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we speak about echo, that's his etzem etzias. That's the etzem hagdara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The same thing is true in terms of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael's hagdara of echod is not one out of, but its whole metzias is one. It's an umma that perceives everything as coming from one place, from a sheresh, everything to be shaykh to the comfort of Nakuda, and the mail it's all called echa. That I think is the meaning of it. Okay, I think we'll hold it here. We're holding by Achasi Yenasi.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much, Rabbi.
Take care.
Have a wonderful week.
You too.
Take care.
Bye.